OnePlus updated its earphones to the new Bullets Wireless 2.0 earphones, and I checked them out. A chat with Megan Maroney on Tech News Weekly all about it next.
This is Twit.
OnePlus had a big week. Unless you were hiding under a rock, you probably saw a million and one tech journalists, myself included, post a review of the OnePlus 7 Pro earlier this week. That's this tall drink of water right here. But OnePlus had another product as part of that release that didn't get as much attention, and that's what I have right here. These are the OnePlus Bullets Wireless 2 earphones. They're an upgrade to the debut product that they announced and released last year that cost a measly $69 then. These are a bit more expensive. They're going to run you $99 this time around, so they've definitely boosted the price. But I have to say, normally I'm a growing fan of wireless earbuds right now. I've never really liked the neck bud style, which is exactly what these are. They kind of fit around your neck, and I'll show it off in a second. These are perhaps, though, the best neck buds that I've used to date. You kind of almost forget that they're there because you can kind of see they're very... Flimsy is the wrong word because that gives it a negative comment.
Flexible.
That's probably a better word. Like when I put it on, I'll go ahead and throw it around my neck here.
It's just like a scarf, like an ascot.
You know, no big deal. I'm just, you know, wearing my stylish headphone scarf. But they rest really nicely and they kind of cup around the neck. Like I've used neck buds before that feel like they're always going to fall off. And these don't do that. So you can kind of see this is actually magnetic, and the earphones are magnetic. So when I break the connection, it automatically powers the earbuds on, and it automatically connected to the OnePlus 7 Pro that I have over there. If I cup it back together, snap it back together with the magnet, it instantly pauses whatever audio is playing and disconnects. So it's saving the battery on the earbuds once it's snapped together. So it makes it really easy. Like when you're out about, you just pull it, drop it in the ear, and whoa, I just heard a little bloop blink thing. And I know that I'm connected and I could listen to my music. But if it's, I think they fit really nice for $99. Like these things, yeah. I think are a really good value. And it doesn't look as awkward. Like I have also these Jabra Elite 65Es. Mm-hmm. These are $200. Mm. And you can see how kind of like rigid and huge and bulky the kind of neck band is, mm-hmm. which is kind of this style of earbud or headphone, whatever you want to call it. That's what I hate most, is like this really big kind of unit that's like resting on the back of your neck, and it's impossible to forget that it's there. I feel like with the Bullets Wireless 2, you really do forget that they're there.
Is the sound better in the Jabra?
The Jabras do sound nice. I will say, the Jabra Elite 65Ts are the earbud versions of these that don't have the neck bud. Mm-hmm. And that is my preference, all around for, wireless earbuds at the moment. I love them. They sound amazing. Mm-hmm. So you get the same sound out of these, but you get this huge thing mm-hmm. resting on your neck. As for these, the OnePlus Bullets Wireless 2 earphones, the sound is actually really good. They've upgraded these. Here, I'll take it off my neck so we can kind of show it down here. They've upgraded the drivers in these. It was one driver on last year's model. So that's probably part of the reason why the cost has increased a little bit. They now contain three drivers, two Knowles Armature drivers and one Gore-Tex driver upgraded from one. So you end up with just a better separation of frequencies across the board, more dedicated drivers to certain frequency types, and I feel like that just makes for a better sound.
And so you said they fit great in your ears.
Yeah.
Everyone's ears are not shaped the same.
That's true.
Do they have other little buds?
Yes, little tips. You get, I think you get three different options of sizes for the ear tips. These are the ones that came shipped with, mm-hmm. and strange for me because I'm a really tall person, so normally things don't fit me the mm-hmm. first time, but you know that doesn't matter when you're talking about ear holes, and these fit me just fine, but you have a couple of different options, and good isolation, I would say. You know, sometimes on these you get better isolation than others, and I feel like it's kind of the right balance. It's not totally and completely blocked off from the real world, but blocked off enough, mm-hmm. you know, so you get the nice rich sound.
But not noise canceling.
No, definitely not noise canceling in these. What else do we have? USB-C for charging. So it is USB-C fast charge capable. And what that amounts to is, what is it, 10 minutes will get you 10 hours of battery life.
Whoa.
So you could just plug it right in with USB-C. It charges it up super fast. The capacity is around 14 hours of playback. And yeah, battery was really impressive on these. I felt like I hardly ever had to even plug it in. In fact, I think the only time I had to plug it in was before this review, because I'd been using these nonstop. And still, like, I'd check in my phone and it would still have tons of battery. You know, it's like 80% remaining. And I'm like, on any other earbuds, like, I would have had to have charged by then.
So they automatically pair with the OnePlus. Will they automatically pair with a Samsung phone or my iPhone?
Yeah. So when I took these out of the box and, you know, and basically turned on the OnePlus 7 Pro, it's like they automatically recognized each other. And I got a little pop-up that said, do you want a pair? And it was like, oh, wow, that was the easiest thing in the world. With my Pixel 3, I had to go into my Bluetooth settings basically and just say, look for discoverable devices. But it was there. It was super easy. It was like one step more, and I was able to pair it to the Pixel 3.
Yeah.
And yeah, that wasn't a problem at all.
Well, I have been using the new Powerbeats Pro, which are $250. They don't have any neck thing. They're just the buds, which I love, and they fit over the ears. But I mean, even though I love them, $250 is a lot to pay.
It is.
And Leo and I had this discussion on iOS today that there's tons. If you go to Amazon and search just for like earbuds, any popular earbud, there's going to be like some Chinese knockoff that's going to be like $10 or $15 or $20. And then Anchor even has like a maybe it's $50 earbuds that look just like that. But do you think those are more of a better construction than what you might just find randomly on Amazon?
Like in the $200 to $300 range?
No, in the like $50.
I think so. These are solid. Like, these are really solid. And I mean, obviously the $69 price range of the original version of these earphones was like ridiculous and kind of unheard of for the quality that you got. I still feel like $100 for these earphones is totally worth it. I mean, the quality of the construction, it feels like this is going to last a very long time. It feels like if you're working out with these, you know, this kind of almost rubbery kind of silicone shape around the neck, like this is going to be right for those experiences. So I imagine these would get pretty good longevity for $100, especially like you said, like $200 to $300 sometimes for these things, which is a lot. Supports Bluetooth 5.0. It can connect to two devices at any time. And of course you've got the controls, the inline controls here that I can show off, you know, for pausing, track forward, track back, all that stuff. And I mentioned two devices at a time. There's a little button on the side here. So if I'm connected to two different devices, I can hot switch between them by just hitting that button. It'll automatically connect me over. So that's really nice. It supports Qualcomm's aptX HD codec, which is better than your standard Bluetooth codec. More and more phones are supporting this new style of Bluetooth codec, but it essentially allows for super high res quality transferring over, because a lot of people have complaints about Bluetooth audio, and this is kind of a way around that. So thankfully it supports that.
So when you say more and more phones, are they mostly Android phones that support that, or do iPhones support
Apple? I don't think that the iPhone supports
that. Yeah, I don't think they do either.
But yes, you're finding it in more and more Android phones, and I think that's a really good spec for them to add into these phones. What else? I mean, they sound great. I really enjoyed listening to music, and I listen to a lot of, you know, podcasts and audiobooks. Obviously, you don't need amazing sound when you're listening to podcasts necessarily. Like, but with music, like, I felt like I got a nice, rich representation of music, nice low end when they were fitting properly. And that's always a, you know, kind of a consideration with the earbud style thing.
What about phone calls?
Phone calls sound great, actually. Yeah. And I had a call with my wife and asked her how I sounded, and she didn't seem to flinch. So I think it just kind of sounded normal to her, which is kind of what I hope for, instead of the, what? I didn't hear your question.
Yeah.
But overall, I think OnePlus in, you know, both in phones and in some of the other hardware that they're doing, they're really showing that they know how to make high quality stuff and in with the budget in mind. And this is no different. For $100, I really do recommend the Bullets Wireless 2 earphones. I think they're great.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.